From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. One response to Friday's attack on a Connecticut elementary school is to consider new gun control measures. A lot of lawmakers are talking about that. Another response is to equip schools to defend themselves, to encourage guns in school. We're going to hear about the conversation around that idea in two states. First, to Michigan, where Republican Governor Rick Snyder has vetoed a bill that would have allowed people with concealed weapons permits to carry guns in schools. The legislation originally passed last week, less than 24 hours before the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And joining us for Michigan Public Radio is Rick Pluta. Rick, first explain what was in the legislation that Governor Snyder just vetoed.
Sure. It was an omnibus collection of details dealing with concealed weapons. But what captured everyone's attention was this aspect of allowing concealed guns in schools, daycares, hospitals, places where they had not been allowed before. The governor did sign another bill to make it faster and easier in some cases to purchase firearms. But the other one was the big deal.
And the relationship between this and what happened in Connecticut is entirely coincidental.
Yes. For the people who are advocates for this, the timing couldn't have been worse.
Well, what's been the reaction in Michigan toward this legislation?
Well, certainly like the rest of the country, Michiganders were shocked by what happened in Connecticut. And partially related to that, there was this outpouring of opposition to this legislation. It was passed in the waning hours of the legislature's lame duck session. And maybe this will place it in perspective. Yesterday, the governor's office had about 6,000 contacts, phone calls, emails, web messages, most of them opposed to the bill. By this morning, that number had grown to 20,000, with about 70% opposing the bill.
Rick, tell us a bit about Michigan law and what it says about where guns are allowed to be carried. I gather it's pretty complicated.
It is. This veto maintains the status quo, which is a sometimes confusing patchwork of three different state laws as well as court decisions, attorney general's opinion. There's also the Federal Gun-Free Schools Act. One inconsistency, people with concealed weapons permits cannot conceal their guns in schools, but under the law, they can carry them openly. Of course, school administrators could object to that.
You mean it would be legal for somebody to actually, say, hold a revolver in school if they had a weapon, but not to keep it inside a holster?
Exactly. That you would, if you had a concealed weapons permit in your purse, you would have to take it out of your purse to carry it in the school.
Well, do you think supporters of the original legislation may try to revisit this proposal sometime later?
The gun lobby is influential here, certainly. We're a big gun state, but I'd say right now they'd have a hard time fighting the wave of public opinion.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
My pleasure.
It's Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.